We'll bring you an interview with noted ham radio instructor Carol Perry in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the posh studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this last rain report being prepared the weekend prior to the 2012 Dayton Hamvention. Carol Perry, WB2MGP, is perhaps the most recognized ham radio instructor, Gordon West, WB6NOA, notwithstanding. Carol will host her 25th consecutive Year of the Youth and Teacher Forums at the Dayton Hamvention next weekend. Amateur Radio Newsline's co-founder Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, caught up with Carol recently to reminisce about Carol's remarkable career.
My background is that I taught a course that I wrote the curriculum for in New York City schools called Introduction to Amateur Radio, where that was what I actually taught to 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. I taught them the basics of amateur radio, not a licensing class, but just seeing the delight that the kids had being exposed to the fun of amateur radio. When I did get the award for the Amateur of the Year in 1987, and I went to Dayton, and they asked me to speak about what I do, it's impossible for me to ever speak about anything with amateur radio without talking about the fun and the educational validity of including it as part of a school program. So we did a forum, and then we thought it would be a good idea to teach other people who were interested, who were ham radio operators, to include it in their curriculum at their schools, or to start it as a club, or if they were lucky enough to do it the way I did it, where it became part of the school's regular course of curriculum. And it really started taking on a life of its own, where people got ideas and the sharing of ideas amongst other educators and people who ran other youth groups to incorporate this and expose young people to it. Because as you know, Bill, we've had them as young as 8 years old coming in and just blowing the audience away with their stories of participation in amateur radio. And this year, for the 25th, I have two speakers, young ladies under the age of 12, both of whom have extra class licenses. So at this point, the youngsters kind of seek me out and ask to be interviewed for the youth forum. It has become something that wherever I go, people ask about, and how can they recommend somebody to participate in it. And the caliber of the speakers has just increasingly, over the 25 years, gotten better and better and better. And it's an honor to moderate in the youth forum and to help introduce other people into how to do it at the instructor swarm. So I hope we continue to just keep on doing this as long as the kids keep on coming. The Youth Forum is now a forum that highlights the rather spectacular achievements, the fun achievements, and the service achievements of young people under the age of 18 in amateur radio. And the goal is for them to inspire other youngsters, either already licensed or not yet, who are sitting in the audience. We've been very effective with that. The instructors forum, on the other hand, is to give people ideas, to let them know that unlike when I began this over 30 years ago and there were no available resources and people were not that keen on having children participate in amateur radio, today there are many, many resources available for teachers, for instructors, or for people working with youth groups like the Scouts or other youth groups. There's availability that we try to convey at the Instructors Forum and great ideas to share. So it's a different dynamic. There we want to get the adults in who are considering it, who are already doing it but need some more help or some more ideas. And that also has turned into some really, really successful programs across the country.
Well, one of those programs I know that you're deeply involved with is the RCA Club. Give us a little background on how Dayton led to that, because I know that's what happened.
6 years ago, I was elected to the board of directors at the Radio Club of America. And as I sat among this very accomplished board, I said, what am I doing here? I'm a teacher. I proposed that the only thing I had to offer was that, unlike our scholarship program already in place that encourages and gives support to college students who are pursuing technical careers, unlike that, my demographic is high school and below. And so I proposed to the board an idea that why don't we sponsor youngsters, not just the few that I have at Dayton every year, but across the country. How about as I reach retirement age, which I did, why don't we try to duplicate my program, and why don't I set up a program called the RCA Young Achievers Award, which is given to any youngster under the age 18 who has demonstrated expertise and creativity in wireless communications. And I follow leads across the country, and we support such youngsters with stipends. We give them some money, and they get this beautiful RCA award certificate, and they then have access to the incredible creative networking that the RCA has to offer. And every year at the Youth Forum, we donate a $100 stipend to every presenter, and we lend support to their schools or other schools across the country that are brought to my attention, that we search out, and we make sure that if they need something, whatever it may be, right down to equipment, which we are now sponsoring at a South Florida Science Museum. I visited them and was very disappointed at the poor equipment that they were borrowing week to week when they had all those youngsters coming through their excellent location at the South Florida Science Museum. And so now RCA is getting them equipment, sending them the Gordon West materials, and they get all of this for free from RCA in order to, once again, support the program for expanding the exposure of young people to amateur radio.
Any other plans you have in place or that you'd like to talk about?
Well, this museum has become now a big pet project of mine. I go to visit it. We're helping them get set up because of, as I said, their excellent location there. We are now supporting 23 schools across the country, all in different capacities, as well as two museums. And what I am trying to do in my column, Hams with Class for World Radio Online, the April edition features a young person, 17 years old, who I first met at Dayton. He was one of my young presenters 2 years ago. And at the age of 17, I invited him to come to the RCA Technical Symposium held in Texas last November. And Bill, he totally wowed these very prestigious, scientifically oriented people in the audience. He talked about his design work with fractal antennas and how his exposure at a young age to amateur radio led to this interest. This is the kind of successful stories we're looking for, and we want to give these kind of children the support, the encouragement, financially as well as any other way that we can. In order to, not only just for ham radio, but for wireless communications, this is where the future is for scientific development, creativity, and for participation in all that we love to do.
You're listening to an interview with former Dayton Hamvention Amateur of the Year Award recipient, Carol Perry, WB2MGP, who will be presiding over her 25th consecutive Youth and Amateur Radio and Teachers Forums at the 2012 Dayton Hamvention, May 18th, through the 20th. We'll conclude Bill Pasternak's interview with Carol in a moment. The Rain Report will be sharing booth 329 with the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter and amateur radio newsline at next weekend's Hamvention in suburban Dayton, Ohio.
You think that this could eventually and hopefully bring a lot of the development and manufacture back to U.S. shores and maybe help the United States itself and its economy?
Beside the benefit, which I see from two sides of the coin, I see exposure of young people to wireless communications as a benefit to them. This is the teacher in me speaking. I see the value of incorporating that in the learning process of what they're all involved with in high school and below. The other side of the coin is, this is what the industry needs. You don't want to lose them to gaming and videos and the stuff that's easy for them to fall into. Let them find the creative, technical aspects of all this. And with the right encouragement through school clubs or through school classes, through scouting, through attending forums at convention, let them see the fabulous work that other kids are involved with and hopefully will spur the creativity that we'd all like to see right here in the United States.
Let me turn you back to Dayton for a moment. Let's go back a little in history. Are there any kids, I use the word kids, because when they spoke there, they were kids. This could be 25 years ago, and they may even have gotten married, have their own families. But are there any particular youngsters from the past that really stand out?
Oh, yes, but you put me on the spot for name recognition. Austin Schaller, as I mentioned, he's going to be in a segment that I'm doing at my forum this year for the 25th forum called Where Are They Now?, which addresses exactly what you said. How many of them have their careers influenced as a result of the opportunity of speaking at Dayton or of getting involved with amateur radio? And clearly, Austin is one of them. As a result of his speaking, he was invited, and I along with him, to go to one of the inventors in Boston of fractal antennas. So clearly this young man's future is definitely affected by things such as that. But there's a lot of other youngsters through the years. One of the kids in my class who never made it to Dayton actually worked on the Hubble telescope at the Goddard Space Center. Some of the kids have gone on to get careers in NASA in their engineering because either people they met at Dayton or coming up with a topic through the years where they dealt with space shuttle contacts that they had made through school. One young lady that you know who was in my class and who I brought to Dayton, Mary Alestra, has gone on and gotten an engineering degree as well as combined it with a legal career. So a lot of them stay in touch with me and have always spoken about how that influenced their career choices.
How does that make you feel?
That's what it's all about, my friend. As a teacher and as the moderator of this forum, that's what puts a smile right on my heart. When I see the caliber and the goodness of what being involved with the adults who encourage them. And let's not forget the adults in all of this. I thank the audience every year at Dayton, and I call them the love audience because they and their support through the years has also has had a big part in making this be as successful as it seems to be each year. There's tremendous support now in the ham community for bringing young people into the hobby and service.
Well, let's look back at Dayton for a moment. It all started there, really, for you. You were doing it before, but it started nationally there. What do you see for the next 25?
I look forward to the Dayton Hamvention every year. The amount of work, as I'm sure you know, because you moderate a forum as well, in September, I've already started interviewing young people for the May convention. And what do I see? I see more and more support, hopefully, that this becomes the trend with people coming up with new and more creative ways to entice and motivate young people to get involved with what we do. And the idea of going internationally with it, I think, is fabulous. And when you have children who are talented and creative and technical, and you've got them all highly motivated because of the contact and the interaction with each other, as well as their exposure to the people who are so successful professionally in wireless communications, it's a limitless possibility for future scientists, future technical people, kids especially as they're coming through these programs and the scouting program. I think it's all going to be directed right here in this country through these different organizations, because certainly pride and citizenship is part of what gets taught along with the basics of amateur radio.
Any final thoughts on your part?
Well, I just encourage anybody who's hearing this, if you've never been to the youth forum or the instructors forum, please make it a point to stop by and see. And I guarantee if you sit there long enough, you're going to be smiling. And knowing who I've got speaking this time, this year, it's going to be really fabulous because of the age, the fact that three of the speakers will be girls, two of them under 12, their topics, their choices of presentation, and what they have already contributed to amateur radio. If you're a ham who cares about where we're going, you should stop by, say hi, and enjoy it. It will be 9 to 12 in the morning on Saturday, the Youth Forum, and it will be a worthwhile experience to stop by and see the kids.
And that concludes this 2012 interview with Carol Perry, WB2MGP, well-known ham radio instructor and 1987 recipient of the Amateur of the Year Award. Carol will host her 25th consecutive Youth and Teacher Forums at the Dayton Hamvention, May 18th through the 20th. She was interviewed by Amateur Radio Newsline co-founder and executive producer Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. Audio courtesy of Newsline. We'll see you at next weekend's Dayton Hamvention in booth number 329. Drop by, say hello, and record your story as to how you got into ham radio and why. The Rain Report is copyright 1990, 2012 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for everyone connected with Rain, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.